Now, the one at the top of this list is one that I've seen on these kinds of stories before, and it's probably the most stupid password that I can imagine somebody choosing, and yet people keep doing it.
Yes, ironically, it is password.
Jeez. Ridiculous. And then switching the O in password to a zero is how people think they're really switching it up, huh?
Yeah, more and more services are requiring you to add different characters or a number in your password. And I think people think that's a clever way to make password more secure as a password, but it's not much better since hackers see these lists just like we do, and they'll try these over and over again until they find the one that works.
We've got the list posted right now at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. It's linked up to your website. And if you want to see all 25, you can go there and read them anytime you want. How did you compile this list? Where did you find these passwords?
Well, unfortunately, 2011 was a banner year for hackers managing to obtain very large numbers of username password combinations from a number of different sites. There were some well-known, well-publicized hacks like the Sony PlayStation Network and Gawker Media. And what these hackers generally do is take all the usernames, passwords they found, and then post them on different services online to prove they accomplished the hack. And the issue is that thieves then get access to this information, so you don't have to be a hacker to obtain it. You just have to be a thief. We compiled all the millions of different username password combinations that were posted and then aggregated them and created a single list of the most common passwords.
I read your advice for choosing a password, and I was happy to see that some of these steps I was taking already, but why don't you run through some of the points that you're making about how people should choose a password that will be something that they can remember. That's my biggest problem in choosing something that would be confusing to a hacker that's not password or QWERTY or some of these others that are on this list, but choosing something that I can remember but that is also secure. Give me some of the suggestions that you're making.
Sure. The important thing to remember is that you're not trying to create a password that is impossible to hack. You're just trying to create one that's a little bit better than the next guy so that you're not the victim. And the easiest way to create a stronger password is to include some different characters. So you see advice all the time to include random characters and numbers, and you end up with these gobbledygook long passwords that, you're right, are hard to remember. So our advice is to create passphrases instead of passwords, and so you can string short words together like car, park, city. They should be random, not a common phrase. And then in between the words, put a space or a dash. And those create pretty robust passwords that you actually can remember.
You know what that sounds like to me, kind of, is the CAPTCHAs that you have to type in sometimes when you're putting something on Craigslist and they give you things that are almost words or almost phrases, but not quite.
Right, yeah.
Is it the same idea?
Yeah, it's just, so, you know, something that's meaningful to you that you will remember, but is got some length to it and some spaces or dashes in between the words. That's going to be a pretty good password. And the other important thing is not to use the same one over and over again, which many people do because it's simply convenient. But the problem is, of course, if you get one site hacked, then the people who hacked it suddenly have access to your password for many other kinds of sites.
I'm guilty of that one. I have a couple of sites that I visit that my password is different just because their requirements are different than what I normally use. But for me, as I said, it's the memory thing. There are applications out there that collect these. Your company has one, and there are others. How effective are those, and how secure are they from the CIO's perspective? Is that something that I can be confident that if I have a whole bunch of people on my network that are using something like this, that somebody can't get into that and get access to various places and information that they shouldn't?
Yeah, these password manager programs like our Splash ID, but you're right, there are other good ones out there, tend to be good solutions because they make it easy for you to manage a large number of usernames and passwords. You just need to remember one master password that you keep very secure, so it would be one of these longer passphrases. And then using that, you get access to your whole safe of additional information. And the security on these programs is quite good as long as the users follow good practices for keeping their master passwords safe. So we have a number of government clients like NIST and NIH, National Science Foundation, Lawrence Livermore, Los Alamos, and some agencies in the UK as well. And they will sometimes take just volume licenses of the individual editions just to promote good password policies throughout the organization, or there's a server-based solution if IT wants to manage the whole deployment.
Personal question, out of this list of 25 worst passwords of the year, is there one that you thought was particularly funny or particularly goofy?
Yeah, there were a few that I thought were interesting. Monkey, for some reason, is always in these lists of popular passwords, and I'm not sure why that
monkey
is so common. And then trust no one is yeah, always on these lists.
With
well.
The one as the one, the digit one as the no. Oh, what are people thinking? You must just shake your head and just go crazy when you see this stuff.
Well, what's surprising is, I think you mentioned earlier, these lists tend to be similar year after year, and you'd think that people over time would start to get smarter about the passwords they're using, but it seems like it's human nature to keep things relatively simple and to use the same things over and over again, which can be very dangerous.